Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are here with Artemis. Okay, so we've done Artemis before in the past when the game was still in early development, and now the game is on book 2, and it's on version 0.6.18, so it's much further along. So Artemis is the start of our sci-fi stuff that we were gonna do, and of course there was that issue that happened. So basically I took a little bit of a break, and now we're back at it. So we will be continuing for those that, you know, wanted more Artemis and, of course, Project Passion. We'll be continuing those. Don't worry, guys. Friday, of course, we do the comic books. But Sunday or Monday, maybe we'll go ahead and do like an extra hour or half hour of each or something like that to kind of get you guys a little more on this. But, okay, so we got some things to talk about first. So, the developer had a rare eye disease that basically made him have periods where he could see and couldn't see. So, the scenes might be a little blurry, and he had to get special contact lenses for that. It's a very rare eye disease. So, he's got special contact lenses now, and he plans to remaster the Chapter 1 scenes. So the Chapter 1 stuff isn't going to be that good, but eventually, again, it might be remastered in the future. Right now, he's continuing to forge on with the game. So let's go ahead and continue. And yes, you guys have seen this scene before, but only 15 or 16 minutes of it. And then the rest of it's going to be new material. So all right, let's get started. Even after 3 years, it's still as vivid as ever. Cassie and I were celebrating the offer we got from TW Robotics. All we had given up, steady income, 3 meals a day, a bit of our sanity. All the sacrifices and some finally paid off. We were ready to take our brainchild to its final stretch. Now guys, this starts off with a sex scene, so it's automatically going to get spicy. With real financial backing, we would be investing more resources into building the best AI available. And once the excitement rushed over, I'd finally propose to the girl I loved. Finally, we did it! As of tomorrow morning, once the contracts get submitted, our lives will finally change. Aha, sorry, I think celebrated way too hard. I'm gonna need you to drop off the contracts without me. Haha, of course! It's partly my fault, I should have stopped you. But it's been a long while since you genuinely smiled. I barely had any tonight, so you can count on me to deliver them. I'm just way too excited, it all feels too unreal. Me too, Cass. Oh man, feels like I'm drifting right now. My whole body feels numb. Oh, wow. I guess I overestimated how much you could handle. I feel real good right now. So good. Hi. Hey, Georgie. Haha, oh my god, you're so drunk. Haha, shit, I mean gorgeous. Haha. Cass? Yes, honey? Emotional or joke?
Joke.
I got an idea. Hear me out. Let us make sweet passionate love, lest I succumb to the dreaded whiskey dick. Oh my god, you're just too much right now, haha. But you're absolutely right. You've had too good a night tonight. I swear, if you get whiskey dick, I'm gonna be so pissed. You are gonna be pissed? Shit. You and me both. Do I really want to recall every detail? You know what? Because you guys are here on Joystick, you guys want me to do some sex scenes, right? So, let's get on with it. Now this is the developer's first scene, so it's not going to be amazing, alright? The very first scene he's ever done. Things get better as they go on. Remember how being a dick started and how it is now. Things evolve. People get better. We all have to start somewhere, guys. Get on the bed. You know. That's not too bad, right, for a first time? Render looks good. Animations look good. Alright, well, yep, that does look like doggy style. Just what that would appear to be. Oh, yep, we've seen that already. So let's come. Shit, oh my god. She's really working it. Cass, Cassandra, I'm... Fuck! Holy shit! Holy shit, you've got an amazing mouth. Oh, hey, my hiccups are... Hip! Never mind. Aha, dork. I'm not sure how you pulled that off, being as hammered as you are. I barely kept up. Oh, it's easy when you've got someone so sexy going down on you. It doesn't look that blurry, guys. I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe I'm the one that needs my eyes checked. Kinda crazy, huh? Tomorrow? We'll finally, Aha, I forgot what I wanted to say. Sex. I knew that's what he said. Say. And he's still drunk, haha. I know what you're trying to say. It's all still too surreal for me as well. We've been at this for some time now. Shit! Your contract. Oh yeah, haha. Gracias. Alrighty, my first name. I'm still... No. Well, the problem with that is they'll call me Mr. Lord. And that sounds really crazy, so I always go with Grim Grim. Grim! I think that's how I spell my name. Done and done. Grim, you're doing very well. You've recited this story many times now. You're nearly there. Cassandra. That fucking bitch. What happened here? Completely disregarded all of our struggles together and all of her bullshit I put up with. Everything I sacrificed for her. And how does she repay me? Oh yeah? Let me stuff this guy's meat in my mouth and have him sauce up my face like the whore I am. Smack, smack, smack. Man, he's really going at it, isn't he? Then, when he's drifting on cloud nine, I'll shove the revised contract in his drunk face. Get him out of the way while I climb my way up a corporate tower of cock. Where I'll suck off every guy along the way. And then I don't know. I look like a fucking vanilla cake. Alright, I'm done. Whoa, is that why they call it a bukkake? Bukkake is actually a that's not important, however. Whoa, hold the phone. We're not addressing the real questions here. The classy Dr. Claire... Karahadian knows what a bukkake is? Pray tell, Doctor. Grim, moving on now. Aha, please take a seat if you don't mind. Oh, but of course. Wow, you were right about the whole just let it out. It's very relieving. I'm very glad to hear that, truly. Now, I have great news. Awesome, okay. I don't know if that's supposed to be DK or OK. I don't know, that clearly looks like a D, guys. Awesome, let's hear it. Compared to our first session 3 years ago, you've done a fantastic job rebuilding yourself. Cassandra almost destroyed you physically and mentally. However, she underestimated your resilience and your perseverance. You come to every session and gradually opened up to me. Most people disregard the notion of a therapist. You, however, made it a goal to get back on your feet, and I'm very happy to say that you have. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not exactly hard to show up when you've got the lovely... I guess it is DK. We're not talking about Donkey Kong. You know, but Donkey Kong is hip, you know. To look forward to seeing. Stop it. I'm happy to inform you that my most recent evaluation deems that you've come to terms with your past. While you still express your frustration about the situation, that anger quickly subsides. It's fantastic to see how your journey has reached this great milestone. So you really think I've conquered my trauma? I strongly believe so. When I found you 3 years ago, you were completely broken. Broken on the inside and a complete mess on the outside. Now look at you. You're smiling more and you look very healthy now. Eyes up here, DK. Oh my goodness. All you women are the same. Are you finished? Sorry, I'll steal a smile from you whenever I can. But yes, you were saying, I'm smiling more. I've got a fine ass body. As I was saying, ahem. Your frustration, anxiety, and anger have mostly diminished when recalling that traumatic part of your life. You let your anger out, but halfway through your rant, you just stopped caring. That speaks volumes on how much of an emotional effect it has now. What happened back then? However, that's not to say that you won't experience any anxiety at all. Ugh, that's not expected. It may slither up once in a while, so take it slow. Make a new friend, and when you feel the time is right, slowly begin to open up about that part of your life. That said, Grim, my door is always open. If you feel the need to return, please do. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. I really do feel different, better. And, well, I just wanted to say thank you. Like, seriously, DK. I'm standing here feeling reborn, all because of you. You're someone I trust to my fullest, so thanks. I feel that I have my life back, or at least I've done the first steps to having full control again. Grim, it's my pleasure. Nobody should experience what you went through. It means a lot to me to see you happy. And I'm very honored to know that I have your trust. I'll take very good care of it. Thank you. Well, I got a full day ahead of me. Would you mind? Sure. Sniff, sniff. Is that pomegranate? Alright, time to go. Haha, see ya, DK. Good luck out there, Grim. Alright, I got this. Clean slate. Let's do this. Chapter 1, Reformat. Now I know what he means by blurry. Feeling good. What? No! Jeez, fuck me immediately. This can't be legal. Fucking hell. Shit, man. Keep it together, Grim. I gotta keep it together. Ah, oh, Mr. Grim, I see you got to my love letter, yeah? Gregory, what the hell, man? I said I'd have it by the end of the week. You did say that, and you also said it 2 weeks ago. And 3 months ago. Gregory, please, I just need to land one contract job and I can cover what I owe. Please don't do this. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Grimm. I run a business, not a charity. Besides, 3 months is generous. And 3 months you couldn't find work, then I'm sorry, my friend. But I need you out. Come back with at least 1 month's rent and I'll let you stay. Hello? Ah, yes, an apartment just went vacant. Please come by and I'll show you. Discount Hagrid looking motherfucker. Ugh, just my fucking luck. I wish I had a fucking reset button. Just start over. I could sell my car, but it's all I have left of Mom. This car was junk before, but look at it now. Today's lesson, Grim. Never disregard something based on how bad of a shape it's in. See what you can do with it and spend time making it worth something again. Like this car. 8 months later and it's got a cherry finish. The engine is nearly fixed too. Could always become a male model or something. I mean, hopefully one day I can fix cars too, Mom. Maybe you will, sweetheart. Or maybe you'll learn a better skill and you'll be the teacher then. No way, Mom. You're the smartest person I know. Well, then I guess it's more homework for you, mister. Ha ha. Okay, sweetheart. Go ahead and fire her up. Yes, ma'am. Vroom, vroom. Whoa! Mom, you did it! We did it, kiddo. I miss you, Mom. I could really use your smarts right now. The fuck do I do? I got nothing else. It seems I was mistaken, and discharging you wasn't the best idea. Oh, hey, DK. How did you get in? You left the door ajar. Now then, what have I always said was your best trait? Grim, don't make it so difficult. Despite what a bitch Cassandra was, you still pushed forward with that AI tech. Despite how much she controlled your life, you still held on to that one part of you that makes you feel better than her. Or makes you better than her, not feel better. I think this is the first time I've heard you cuss. Bad, DK. I guess you'll finally see just how bad. Oh, wow. So this is about where we left off originally. I guess we're gonna continue from here, guys. You don't mind, do you? No, not really. No. How about this? I'm not too close, am I? No, of course not. Good. Now back to my question. Do you have an answer? Sorry, your sexiness is distracting. Wrong answer. Perseverance. Yeah, that's it. See what you can do with it and spend time making it worth something again. Mom, you were always great at making the best out of a shitty situation. And DK is right. Old me always pushed forward no matter how bad things got. I'll make you proud, Mom. All your sacrifices won't have been for nothing. So, I may not have a place to sleep tonight, but I still have my car. I can sleep in it until I find something perm. That will buy me time until I can figure out a better solution. 10 bucks in the bank and 20 on hand. I could stretch this for a week or two. I also have a nice dress shirt that DK gave me for my birthday last year. Yeah, I can just go out there and look for a job the old-fashioned way. It's better than sitting around cocking ham. Haha, what am I saying? Maybe I should squeeze one off before... Mr. Grimm, you still in there? I can smell your cheap cologne. Put your cock away and get the hell out! I've got actual paying tenants wanting to move in! Whatever, he's not worth the effort. Alright, I'm coming. I'm sorry, miss, he should have been gone by now. Ma'am. Get out of here, you bum! Alright, a couple of prospects. Just be chill about it. You can't be discouraged if they say no. Not too bad. Alright, Grim. Let's do this. I'm sorry, Mr. Grim. You're just not who we need right now. What? I think that went pretty well. Look, I'll be honest, Mr. Grim. Grim. Yeah, look. Your resume doesn't have a whole lot, I'm sorry. But, Sorry, no. Maybe next time. Nope. I'm sorry, mister. Hey, what the fuck? Hire me! Hire security! Oh, shit. Ugh. Worst meeting ever. It's bad enough that we have to wear these ridiculous outfits whenever we meet them. Oh, hello there. Can't win them all, Katie. Not even us. Great hustle, though, ladies. Maybe if Paige didn't stay up all night planning our pledge's oh-so-very-fun activity for this weekend, she'd be a little more focused. Tell Raina what we've got planned. Shh. Not here, Katie. Aha, good to know I left the house in responsible hands. If I've got time this weekend, I'll stop by and see what you ladies have been up to. I'd rather be surprised. Oh, you'll be surprised, all right. Paige is finally dusting off your book of initiation. And Raina, woo, I'm miffed you didn't invite your besties to all those crazy pledge rituals when you started the sorority. Had I known you were doing all these freaky things, I would have applied for college sooner. Caitlin, not so loud. Hee hee. Hey, let's recruit this guy for the event. Katie, leave him alone. You've already embarrassed one person here. What's your name, big guy? Keep dreaming, Katie. I don't think he wants anything to do with that. Is everything okay? Looks like you're having a rough one. We just got out of a meeting that was, like, the worst. We're gonna bounce back, though. Obviously, I don't know what's dragging you down, but tomorrow is a new day. New day, new opportunities. Here we are. Jeez, Paige, way to cock block. I totally wanted to invite him. Sure, you were being a little too obvious back there. Not oblivious. Was I a little too obs? Hee hee. Hmm? Oh! Fuck! Well, well. No, I can't do this. This is Claire Karahadian. Grim, is that you? Claire. Grim, is everything okay? Please, say something. I left your office this morning feeling like I could take on the world. But all it took was one look and I fell apart. Grim, can you tell me what happened? I ran into her just now. Cassandra? Mm-hmm. I just took one look from her and I ran off like a fucking coward. Grim, you're not a coward. I've shared every Friday morning with you for the last 3 years to know that you're no such thing. It's better that you left without confrontation. Clearly you weren't ready, so you ran off to fight another day. Remember, I said that this will take time. It was also your first encounter with her in over 3 years. Your emotions are in shock. Trust me, you need to give yourself time. It's like your body. Muscles don't come after one day at the gym. You train your body consistently in order for change to occur. In time, the results will show. So if there will be a next encounter, your mind won't crumble so easily. Trust me. Grim, I'm still going to keep the Friday mornings blocked off for you for a while. If you feel the need to, we can continue your sessions. All you have to do is say the word and we'll resume. It's okay, DK, you're right. I need to continue training my mind. I can't always call you after every breakdown. Or I'll consistently see you as an emotional crutch. I need to learn to stand on my own again. I understand, and that's right. Excuse me. And that right there is already great progress on your part. Cassandra looks for easy ways out. Not you, though. Continue climbing, Grim. I'm rooting for you. Truly. I'm sorry to cut us short, Grim. I've got a client coming in right now, so I have to go. Will you be okay? Yeah, I feel better. I think I'm going to visit a friend. Thanks again, DK. You really are the best. It's my pleasure, Grim. I'm here if you need me. Please take care. Save me, June. Excuse me, I'm gonna try that one again. Save me, June. Rejection hurts. Ha 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 ha! Wow. For real? You stop the door and force yourself back in, yelling. Hire me! You cracked me up, Grim. Yeah. At that point, I just gave up, to be honest. I really didn't care. Then I ran into her on the way out. Excuse me, on my way out. I mean, what kind of fucked up luck was that? That we'd both be at the same place? It didn't take me long to recognize her, especially from behind. She upgraded herself with a tan and fancy hair. Ugh, fuck this day, man. I started off on my best footing. Now I just feel like shit. Hey now, you're just worn out, like, on an emotional level. I mean, all those job rejections. Then of course that bitch creeps her slimy ass over. Yeah, you just need to forget about her. Fuck that bitch. Anyway, how's the dating scene? It's like that Mortal Kombat meme. Where Scorpion is... No, Sub-Zero is crying and Scorpion's sitting next to him on the couch. And he says, "Get over her!" Oh, it's still shit. Being jobless certainly hasn't helped much either. Overall, though, it's just hard for me to meet anyone I can connect with. Not to mention the committing part. As much as I'd like to, my anxiety kicks in and... And you're afraid she'll end up like Cassandra, I know, but still, gotta keep trying, right? Maybe just date casually? No commitments. I mean, it's a shitty thing to say, but in your case, maybe it's for the best. Basically, I'm trying to say your ass needs to get laid. Ha ha ha. Seriously though, just go and meet people. And who knows, you could also make another awesome friend out of it. I mean, look what became of us. Maybe our stars are realigned and we'll take a stab at it again. Maybe. I'm really willing to. Just don't wait on me right now. Go have fun, Grim. I'm just too occupied with school and my committee. I barely have time for the sorority shit, let alone my own damn self. Sounds like you need to hurry up and go on that vacation you've been saving for. Or get a good dickin'. I don't even have fucking time for a sex life. Speaking of that, want a blowjob? Why, yeah. Haha, gotcha. Don't worry, it's on the house. Come on, I don't drink anymore, remember? Yeah, it's just coffee, though. A recipe by yours truly. Whoa, really? I may be a workaholic bitch, but I still try to be fun at parties. Except for when the 5 o'clock rush hour hits. All those sleazy sluts pour in thinking they're hot shit. That's the worst. What? Would you rather have them say some dumb shit like, "Damn, girl, are you a pinata?" Because I'm gonna need a fucking blindfold before I hit that. Ha, wow! You can be such a fucking asshole, haha. Alright, I kept this little guy waiting long enough. Well, you're gonna get the best gummer, baby. Oh my god, you're such an idiot. Wow, look at you! Almost like you've done it before! Yay! Ugh! Wow, that's bitter, but real good. Haha, just like a real... Sorry, hold on. June, you got us. You could hypnotize anyone with that ass. Wow. Is everything good? My friend said he's gonna be out of town celebrating this weekend. He asked if I can watch his cat. That is a real thing that happens, people. Oh, good for him. What's the occasion? Mr. Roberto got himself a job. Excuse me. Well, he got himself a promotion. He had a job. And I guess that's why Mrs. Jennifer is gone. Her anger issues made her quit, which made things easy for them. I can't remember if I told you about Jennifer, but she was this first year that gave us absolute hell. Our president finally grew some tits and recently expelled her from the sorority. Thank fuck, girl. Haha, oh my god, she tried coming back, but they said no. Talk about two birds with a damn stone. Haha, she fucking rage quit. I can't believe it. like me and Silk Song. Nope, you didn't hear that. Oh, and that's not the best part. That means my buddy's old position and the girls, obviously, are vacant as well. Hold on, I'm texting him something real quick. Haha, you can tell he's excited. His autocorrect is definitely not on point. Awesome, alright. I told him that I know someone for either of those open jobs. A friend of mine, she's perfect for it, and she gives the best BJs, apparently. So she's clearly gonna impress the boss there. Oh, cool. Haha, calm down, I'm talking about you. Ha, fuck, I walked right into that one. So what was his job? I mean, not that beggars can be choosers. From the sound of it, I'll be sucking some dick? Haha, you're so stupid. The boss is a woman, so you don't have to worry about that. Anyway, you were working on AI tech once, right? I'm not sure what skill level that is, but Robert did all their in-house apps or something. As for the girl, she was a front-end dev. I just shot your name his way. He said he's interested. Either him or the head honcho should be reaching out soon-ish. It's Friday, though, and he's gonna celebrate all weekend, sounds like. So don't expect a call until Monday. Fuck, man. Hey, are you okay? I'm good. Goddamn onion ninjas. Ugh, those bastards. Hey, Grim. You've had it rough lately. You lost a lot. It's about time you scored some easy wins, yeah? Thank you. You bet. No, seriously, June, you're my only friend. Oh, that can't be true. What about that therapist of yours? Well, she's my therapist. I'm grateful for her, too. Don't get me wrong, but it's different with her. Just know that I'm grateful for you, June. Look, we may not be a couple anymore, but it doesn't mean I resent you or anything. Man, this guy just has bad luck with women. Your girl June's got your back still, Grim. Come on then, double BJs, let's do it! Well, you're the expert here, show me how to give a proper sloppy. Haha, fuck you! To more success! It's funny you say that, as we toast with a BJ. Dude, you can totally be good friends with an ex, like, that can happen. People don't believe it, but it's true. I mean, you were friends first, right? That's why I don't get why people just date. Like, oh, hey, no, like, you want to get to know somebody and hang out with them. You know, like, that's how I did it back in my day. Like, hey, this person's really freaking cool as a friend. Let's hang out some more times, get to know each other, and then see if we want to do, like, the thing where people, you know, want to be more than friends. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes you're better off just friends. But that's why a lot of relationships don't work these days, because everybody's just trying to, oh, I want a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Why don't you just have a friend first? You know? That's how I did it. That's how a lot of people did it. I mean, it didn't always work in relationships, but I'm like, this girl's cool as shit, dude. Like, I wouldn't mind being with her for a long time, you know? I mean, that's really how it's supposed to be. Doesn't always work out that way. People change, but yeah. Whoa, that is bitter. I should tweak the recipe. Alright, so the company is called Initium Vitus. Look them up. Research them. Nail the interview. Hell yeah. Hey, could I... June Moon! Ugh, Andrew and his frat pussy are here. It must be 5 o'clock already. More of them will come pouring in soon. I'll call you over the weekend, okay? Get started on a round for myself and the boys. The usual. And of course, something extra for yourself. The offer still stands. No worries. Thanks again, June. Alright, 3 Shirley Temples coming up. Hilarious, June, just like your tips for the rest of the evening. I have $20 on me right now. I better leave it while she's distracted. Knowing her, she'll force it back to me. Another successful day. The numbers are up big time. Are you listening, June? Shit, I was gonna ask about crashing at a sorority. I probably would have been shot down, though. Her sisters probably wouldn't like that. No, they probably wouldn't. But yeah, finally a fucking break. Don't get your hopes high, though. Fuck yeah! Yeah, what the fuck, you pervert? Go jack off to someone else, you fuck! Shit, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that! Yeah, sure, dude. One can't even fucking jog around. Wait. Grim? Grim from Central Point High School? Oh, snap. Kendra Capoletti? Little KK? Yes! Oh my god! I'm so happy to see you! Jesus, who sweats this much? Get her off! Lord, yeah, she needs to go see the doctor about... Woo! Yes, bask in my presence! You could take a shower in that! Ha ha! Gross! Ha ha! It's just water. I ran through the sprinklers. Oh! Okay. I was gonna say! Where was this body back in high school? Wait, she was like 15 when we were seniors. Do you usually jog around here? Nah, but the 10K I'm training for cuts through here, so I thought I'd get used to the area. Oh wow, I guess track really stuck with you. I remember you always groaned about joining, haha. Totally, wow, how long has it been since graduation? 10 years? Yeah, actually, I totally didn't recognize you without your glasses. Oh yeah, the first thing I did out of high school was to get my eyes corrected. Aw, shame, you were adorable with them. Yeah, well, adorable can only get you so far. Regardless, you're looking great. Although I don't remember the sailor mouth. Yeah, again, after high school I went through some major changes. Hey, feel like I've earned some pizza after this run. You want to join? That's if you're not busy. You look like you're headed somewhere already. Nope, I'm free. Yeah, come on, it's just down the block. Lead the way. Please connect Hunter for a conference meeting. Connecting Hunter, stand by. Projecting Hunter from level D. Yes, Cassandra? Hunter, I've been tasked to review your cognitive recollection and reasoning since returning from your assignment. I will ask a few questions. If a question makes you uncomfortable, please tell me and we'll move on to the next. I understand. Hunter, what was your original assignment and why was it altered? My original assignment was to assassinate a lieutenant of the Los Barras cartel in Mexico. Our circumstances changed after infiltrating and discovering they were holding a rival cartel's leader's son hostage. Procuring the boy would provide us leverage with the rival cartel. We would barter with them on taking down the larger, more organized threat. Is that the only reason for your decision? That's correct. Very well. The next question is unrelated to your assignment and focuses more on assessing your logic on an emotional level. Describe to me the concept of love. Humans consider love... Failed. Pardon? We! Us! Not humans, you fucking machine! And simulation! God damn it! What's the issue now, Cassandra? I don't... Speak up, you're an adult. I don't fucking know! Cassandra, what kind of answer is that? Whoops. This is a fucking multi-billion dollar company, of which you're a partner now, have you forgotten? Your failures are our failures. The headlines 3 years ago. 3 fucking years ago, Cassandra. TWR buy small startup tech company. Bright future for the AI space. And what do we have to show since that headline? That was a fucking question directed to you. How dare you? We got rid of all our... Excuse me. We got rid of all your obstacles for you, paving you a straight road to victory for this company. We're in a race, Cassandra. A race that we need to win that will shape the very future. We can't afford for someone to hit us from left field and take this from us. The only thing you've given us is some fucking eye candy with that tan, $100 hair appointments, and expensive clothing. Do you enjoy this lifestyle, by the way? Because it doesn't mean shit to me. It would have been a hell of a lot cheaper to get a hooker with all the extras than what this costed us. Results, Cassandra! Fuck. You should have gone with your old partner instead. Ha ha ha, you serious? Yup, I'm just playing old Kendra Capoletti to you mortals. But in the underground scene, it's DJ Kink. Slinging fire drops straight down your ear holes. What? What? I think she says, what? What? Ha ha, who are you and what have you done with Kendra? Snort, haha. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'll leave this right here. Also, the kitchen is closed now and we'll be closing in 30 minutes. Okay, thanks. $16 for a medium pie? Is she gone? Yeah, you go to an expensive pizza restaurant like that, it's gonna cost you a lot of money. It isn't freaking Domino's. Yeah, why do you keep ducking when she comes around? Reasons. The bill comes to 16 in total. I got 15 left. Offer to split. I'm not paying the whole bill. I'm not that guy. Shall we split? This bum can't even let a girl get free pizza. Haha, I'm teasing. Of course we can split. Most people that are reasonable will split meals. There's only occasions where you can pay, and I think that's where if it's someone that's real special to you, or your partner that you invited on a date, something like that. Because couples, even married couples do dates not all the time, but when they can. And sometimes you do that, or she does it, one of you covers it. But if you're just hanging out with a friend, I don't care how hot she is or how hot he is. Split the difference, guys. You don't need to go ahead and just do all this. And if they give you crap, then maybe you should kind of question their friendship a little bit. Unless you've been like friends for years or they literally don't have the money. Like if they tell you in advance, hey, I'm not going to have the money for this. Like sometimes I do that with DP when we go eat places. Like, dude, I can buy the ticket, but I don't think I can buy the food right now. Or I can buy the food, but I can't buy the ticket. Sometimes I'll pay for him or I'll pay for the tickets or whatever. We do it like that sometimes. You have to kind of divvy the money up because money can pull people apart. Even if you've been friends for a long time, we've gotten into fights over money, dude. It happens. So you just got to really talk about money in a fair sense. And everybody has to tell you what they're going through because everybody's dealing with money issues, guys. That's going to happen for everybody. I ain't tipping, though. This Beezy didn't even take our plates. But the real insult is that she stood me up after what I thought was a great night. And nobody one night stands Kendra. Waiting on us, acting like we never met. I got $7 left right now. I don't know if I should tip. Now, tipping's a little different, guys. I do tip the server, especially if the server is good. And for the most part, a lot of the servers in the restaurants that we've been to, they've been awesome. So servers are definitely kicking ass. I mean, they have to. That's the tips. They live off tips sometimes. So if she's constantly asking to refill or, making sure everything's okay at the table, oh, hell yeah. I'm going to have to. I feel bad otherwise. I don't know what she did, though. Like, so I'm not going to leave a tip because I literally don't know how good of a server she was. Well, if that's the case, yeah, no tip for her. Thanks, man. I'm glad you're on my side. So I guess that waitress is off the menu, then. Anyone else I should know about? Huh? Oh, haha. Just her. Fuck that bitch, haha. Anyway, I'm taking a break right now. The last person I dated was some dude I met a few months back. And he was just... ugh. Say no more, I know exactly what you mean. Well, with girls, though. I mean, not being gay is... not that being gay is bad or anything. I mean, it's definitely not. Got a lot of gay friends. What's wrong, Grim? Does the PP scare you? I'm not into that, but... I've seen enough of them on the internet to last me a lifetime. No. I mean, I was just saying. I'm just fucking with you. I knew what you meant. So, does that mean you finally escaped Cassandra's claws? You could say that. I'm sort of on a break myself. What a relief. I was over here bracing myself for a sudden appearance, haha. Man, she really made high school shitty for me. I hate her so much, I'm not even gonna call her by her name. She who shan't be named. Here we go with this mess now. Voldemort. Okay, that's actually funny. Oh, yep, that's funny. Voldemort. Wow, Kendra. I'm here all night. Haha, anyways, we've been done for about 3 years now. Honestly, I'm still surprised to hear you're a DJ. I wonder if I've heard your stuff before. I doubt it. I don't advertise and I'm very exclusive on venues. Yet somehow my inbox gets flooded with booking requests. I think the college students have something to do with it. I don't want fame though, so yeah. I kind of lifted the curtain there about my secret. I'd appreciate if you didn't tell anyone about my alter ego. My personal life is quiet and peaceful. I'd like to keep it that way. Yeah, of course, although why did you tell me then? I don't know, it kind of just came out. I guess I'm just hoping you're still that cool, honest guy from high school. Hey, I've already forgotten what it is that you do. Thanks, I really just do it to pay the bills. I mean, I have this other side thing, a passion project, I guess. Also trying to finish school. I need to beef up my programming skills. Yeah, about that. Yeah, what else have you got going on? Yeah, I can talk about that later, but you, I bet you have some stories. Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely been a ride from graduation, that's for sure. When me and Cassie split, she took our AI project and we went our separate ways. So, there's this cool thing I've been working on. I thought I'd give AI a break and try something else. Most phones these days have LiDAR, so I've been hacking my phone to boost the range. If I had a better phone, it'd be much easier, but basically I'm working on an app that could utilize the LiDAR tech to map your surroundings. Then it uses the phone's GPS to show your position. I was making some good progress, but my laptop got stolen, so it kind of left me shit out of luck working on it. It kind of sucks. I might have an interview this Monday. I would have loved to show a complete version of it. I mean, I was using the library's computers for a while, but they must have caught on and configured their policies to restrict any software installs. That's so cool, can I see it? Yeah, sure. Like I said, the phone uses LiDAR tech to shoot out a beam. I've hacked it to boost that beam, but at the cost of the battery life when used, as it would do. It can bounce off more surfaces to get a better capture. It sounds like a bunch of bullshit, but okay. Thanks for the vote of confidence, Kendra. Anytime. Look, it's done. That orange dot is us. Wow, that's so awesome. So, you're like some hotshot engineer, I bet, huh? I bet, huh? You probably have a whole lineup of stuff ready to hit the market, huh? I didn't tell the whole story about me and Cass. And to be honest, I'd rather not. It feels like that's all I've talked about today. But the short version is she... Grim, I get it. It's me you're talking to. I know firsthand what kind of person she is. And I don't need to know. If she did something terrible, it's probably the worst thing imaginable. I'm sorry, you're right. She made high school literal hell for you. As if being an 11-year-old freshman wasn't already tough enough. Let's just change the subject. So, what part of town do you live in? This area? I was evicted this morning. Grim, what the fuck? Seriously, is everything okay? Do you have a place to crash? I'm just gonna sleep in my car and crash at my place. Please. Kendra, please, Grim, I want to help you. And not because of what you did for me in high school. I mean, yes, maybe a little, but we never hung out in our high school years. How you treated me is what helped me get through it. Or while we never hung out in our high school years, how you treated me is what helped me get through it. I have so many fond memories of our small moments from back then, so I do consider you a friend. And after hearing this, it really does upset me. Thanks, Kendra. I'm sorry we didn't stay in touch after high school. Or that we didn't hang out more during it. Cassie was just so controlling. Don't be sorry, dude. Honestly, Cassandra having those tits in high school. I don't really blame you. Thanks. So, are you really sure about me staying over? 100%. Fuck yes. Casa mia is casa tua. Seriously, I can't thank you enough, Kendra. I'll be sure to repay you when I can. Now you're good. It really is my pleasure. Aha. What? I mean that. I know, but you've got a whole Jekyll Hyde thing going on. One minute you're speaking with such poise, and the next you're masterfully stringing together curse words. Oh, fuck off, dude. Let's go before I change my fucking mind. Haha. Yes, boss. Whoa, you really like seclusion, don't you? You're way out here in the sticks. And you jog 20 minutes into the city from here? You're crazy. Oh, totally. It's nice and peaceful out here, especially at night. It's so beautiful. So, is this whole building yours? Yeah, I inherited it from my parents when they passed. There's an entire loft all for myself upstairs. Well, I hope you're still the sweet, harmless Kendra I remember. Because I don't want to wake up naked in an ice bath with a kidney missing. Why just one, when I can get more for both of them? How can you maximize profits thinking that way? I'm just now remembering you were top of our class in biology and econ back in high school. You grew up to become a black market organ tycoon, didn't you? You caught on faster than the others. My plan to get revenge on my shitty classmates. But I like you, Grim. Don't fuck things up for yourself. It's best if you sleep with one eye open tonight. Likewise, because I'm broke as fuck and very desperate. And like a shitty villain, you just revealed your whole plot for easy money. So thank you. Snort. Haha, nice comeback. Oh, I love dogs. What breed is it? Aha, you'll see. She's my little gatekeeper. It's interesting, though. She's not barking like crazy, like she does when I have new guests. I can't wait to see your reaction. Welcome to my humble abode! Woof! Doggo! Whoa, what the... fucking sky mesh! Kendra, stay back! Hey, be nice. Don't you remember her? Are you being serious? Yeah, she obviously remembers you. Wow. Is that what happens to the little... Wait, is this... Coco? That's her. Incredible. You obviously leveled up your engineering skills since high school. Like, big time. So, do you know how she still remembers me? Because you'd be pinned down right about now with hundreds of servos ready to tear into your jugular. I usually have to announce myself for her to yield when I have guests, but I guess we can confirm her olfactory sensors still work, as well as her cognitive recollection. That said, your coding is fucking superb. She's developed herself a lot since high school, man. She grew up to be the best fucking dog ever. Ain't you just the goodest of girls? That's a good girl. Got a robo-dog. I'm at a loss for words, Kendra. If that's true, then... Cassie didn't leave me much to test the code back in high school. She's more pissed that I agreed to work with you on our senior project. This piece of puzzle was our biggest struggle with the development of our AI. And to think it was correct the whole time. I just never had my original code to do more tests on and confirm. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Fuck me, this is probably why TWR hasn't released the AI tech. Because Cassie said that the code I made for Coco was trash and had me delete it so we could work on a new structure together. After booting me from the deal, I guess she thought she could figure out the rest on her own. But I developed that part of the code! Ah, shit. What a dumb bitch. This puts a big fucking smile on my face. It's probably the funniest shit I've ever heard. Alright, guys, so this is where we're gonna leave off for now. But I'm really getting into this, and we're probably gonna go back into it Sunday. Like, I wanna play more of this. So, I'm interested. But it's sci-fi, and you know I like sci-fi and robots and stuff, so of course. Alright, we'll see you next time. But I'm not done! No, we're doing Project Passion, if you're still gonna be here with me. I know it's getting late, but I still wanna give you another hour. Alright. I'll be right back.